Track 132.
On either side of the sofa in the main gallery, you'll see lamps on display. These exemplify two important types of glass production, obverse glass and puffy glass. Obverse glass is hand-painted on the inside, creating a soft effect, and this can be seen in the green lamp on the left side. These are produced from 1907 to 1929, and many Pierpoint designers, including the infamous Frank Gubba, would have painted the lamps themselves. About half of these painted lamp shades were made from puffy glass, which you can see to your right, produced in molds coated in beeswax to prevent mold lines from appearing in the final product. Before painting, puffy glass was treated with acid to give the exterior a frosted effect. All painted glass shades were kiln-fired multiple times to make the paint hard and permanent, and then affixed into a metal base. In keeping with the theme of the exhibition as inspired by nature, the paintings that surround you are also of the same theme. So there are very few figurative elements. There's little, if any, political or social statement being made in these works. They're really to highlight the beauty of this area and nature for nature's sake, just as the rest of the show is art for art's sake. Behind the scenes at the museum are a lot of objects that require conservation, and we take every opportunity to repair these and put them on display for the visitor experience. Before you leave the gallery, look above and see the chandelier hanging over the round table above the bouquet. You'll see one of the most important things that the museum strives to do every time we open an exhibition. This chandelier was broken and missing many parts when this exhibition came online. So we decided to make this particular Pierpoint chandelier a focal point as one entered into the space.